Ed Kalanisi is Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's in Ozark, teaching several dozen Franklin County residents, a mix of emergency responders and citizen volunteers, how to spot incoming hazardous weather at this free workshop at Arkansas Tech University.
Now, supercells differ from the other storm types in that the supercells are dominated by the updraft part of the storm.
At the workshops, Kalanisi presents a 2.5-hour-long PowerPoint on science and structure of severe weather, things like supercells, inversions, wall clouds, wedge tornadoes, mesocyclones. Volunteers learn about seasonal trends and review past storm events in their regions for context. But they also learn spotter safety, understanding how storms move and act, how to securely position themselves outdoors in the field as they monitor. Tornadoes are erratic, Kalanisi warns, and information spotters convey to the National Weather Service is incredibly valuable, he said.
We constantly use the information from spotters. That's why we do this. That's why we take the time. I mean, we spend a lot of time and effort visiting as many locations as we can because we value the information we get from storm spotters. It's critical.
And once volunteers complete basic training, they can communicate what they're seeing on the ground to the National Weather Service.
So they're educated on what we're interested in having reported to us, how to report to us. Obviously, the emergency management are always going to be involved in these presentations that we do. So it's an easy way to get access to them to see what they're doing. Maybe they want to get into their loop, their circles, and get more involved with them. So there's a lot of different opportunities and different ways to be a spotter.
Rick Covert, Deputy Coordinator for Franklin County Emergency Management, oversees severe weather operations and emergency communications. He says trained storm spotters can use their preferred technology to communicate hazards.
We network primarily through email. We also utilize social media. Our emergency management agency has a Facebook page, so we share a lot of that information. But we also utilize some of the old school methods, such as ham radio. We put that information on a ham radio. Many of our spotters are ham radio operators.
Conversely, county emergency teams replicate and push National Weather Service watches and warnings to colleagues in the field, Covert said.
Every day, that's something that we do. And when we see that, whether it's severe winter weather, such as ice or snow impacts, or our traditional thunderstorms and tornadoes, we're putting together a hazardous weather outlook that we share with the responder community. And so they're getting that information, they're planning their response, you know, because we do have events that take place, outdoor festivals such as Wakarusa that's coming up later on this spring.
Wakarusa Music Festival in Franklin County draws tens of thousands every summer to Mulberry Mountain, most of them campers. Last spring, a series of severe storms, one bringing a tornado warning, temporarily shut down the event. No one was hurt, but lots of tents were shredded by intense winds. So the annual outdoor festival is high on regional responders' radar.
I'm Bill Stevens. I'm the Skywarn coordinator and the assistant weather coordinator at the Emergency Operations Center.
Stevenson prefers to use a PC with a direct chat line, cell, and radio to stay in touch with spotters.
They provide me with who they are. Therefore, I know who they are, where they are, what they are. And if I have an occasion to relocate an individual, either for safety purposes or so that we can get a better view of a particular storm, I can do that.
Holly Odom, a 911 dispatcher for Franklin County Sheriff's Department, and an emergency management volunteer, brought her two young daughters with her so she could take the training.
I love coming in here, Ed speak. Every time and every year, he brings something new to the table. We see a lot more interest after a big storm in this. We see more traffic to our website, and we see more calls coming in whenever we have a disaster. Preparation is the key for families.
The National Weather Service has trained 290,000 storm spotters across the United States. And stationed meteorologists like Ed Kalanisi are assigned regions within which to host storm spotting workshops. Arkansas counts 5 skywarn districts across the state, and Kalanisi covers training in Benton, Carroll, Washington, Madison, Crawford, Franklin, and Sebastian counties. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.